Hello and welcome to the Inner Know podcast with Janelle Bridge, where we talk about everything spiritual development. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to my podcast. So today I want to talk to you about something that I find super interesting that I'm incredibly passionate about. So I want to talk to you about medical mediumship. Now, if you've never heard of medical mediumship before, then you are not alone. For me, it's something that I find fascinating and I definitely use a lot in my personal readings, but I also like to teach my students about it as well. So medical mediumship is essentially connecting in on a psychic level, connecting with the person in front of us, but connecting with any health issues that might be going on within the body. Now, this can be an incredible tool because often we don't know what's going on. We can go to a GP. Often they don't care what's going on. I'm not going to spend this entire episode talking shit about Western medicine, but I could. So what I found is that tapping in with our own bodies, tapping in psychically with other mediums or getting a psychic reading done, I feel like it's a duty of care. So I feel like all psychics should really learn how to do this and go, hey, look, get this checked with your GP, you know, investigate this further, but this is coming up for me. And this is never from a space to incite fear. So it's never going to be like, oh, I think you're dying, you know, or anything like that. But often what I get coming through in a session is I'll be like, straight away, I'll feel their pain. So I'll be like, oh, I'm getting tightness across your shoulders and across your neck, maybe across the jaw. And as I delve further into that, spirit will tell me where that's coming from, because a lot of the pain within our body, I'm going to say 99% of the pain that we have in our body is from our emotions. Yeah. So the tightness that we feel, yes, our legs might get sore when we're running, but if we're getting tightness in our ankles that is not going away, there's going to be a spiritual and emotional reason for that. There's going to be some emotions harbored there, some trauma held within the body. There's incredible books. The Body Keeps Score is an incredible book about where we keep trauma within our body. This is why modalities that are somatic, such as ice baths, boxing, dancing, all that kind of stuff, movement, utilizing ways in which to move the energies from the body is really powerful. So that's one of the ways we can tap in and see where trauma is being stored. I often will tap in with the chakras and say, this chakra is standing up as needing attention right now. And essentially, our body is a measurement tool. So it's our meat suit, right? It's our clothes. It's our suit that we wear here to discover this universe. But it is an incredible tool to tell us what's going on within our life, especially when we can tap into the pains and where they are. I'm going to share with you on my Instagram, once this podcast comes out, an incredible graph that I found, which shows you, and I've created from my learnings as well, one of these graphs. It shows you where, I'm trying to make sure I get this right. It shows you where in the body that you hold tension and what that means for you spiritually and emotionally. So the other day, and quite recently, I've had trouble with my shoulder, my right shoulder, my right kind of traps area, collarbone, even the chest wall and under the arm. So my right boob basically, and that whole area around it. And looking at this chart, I felt so called out because each of the points labeled on the chart were exactly emotionally things that I'm dealing with and spiritual aspects that I need to work on. So I'm going to place that on my Instagram. So if you're not following me on Instagram, jump on there and have a look. I think you'll find it really incredible. But just recently, I got a review. I'm going to open it up on my phone. I sent it to my husband. But just to give you a bit of an idea as to what you can have brought through for you in a reading, what you can pull through for clients if you are a psychic, it's just about setting your intention. So this is the review. Morning. Thank you for sending my reading through. It was so spot on, even down to my hands, yellow flowers, dry lips. Don't get me started. Ha. Vitamin D, blood work shows that I'm deficient, financials work, etc. It's all spot on. How I am currently, you described me perfectly. I'm now excited for the future and I will take your advice on board. There's also a little bit more in this reading about a reading that I did, in the review about a reading that I did for her mom and produced a pay rise and things like that. But I just wanted to share with you the medical aspect. So medical information is very empowering to share within a reading, but also to receive within a reading. Now, I am not pretending to be a doctor. I am not diagnosing conditions or anything like that. So for this beautiful client, I actually said to her, when I connect with you, I'm feeling tightness and tiredness throughout all of my muscles, and spirit showing me that there's possibly a vitamin D deficiency pregnancy, and blood work confirmed that there was a vitamin D deficiency. So I will always follow that up with, check that in with your doctor, you know, get out in the sunshine and all that kind of stuff as well. But, and her hands were just, I was constantly doing things with my hands and felt really restless energy. So when we connect in with someone's energy, it's a really powerful way to just go, holy shit, this is what's going on within your body. You know, modalities like kinesiology and Reiki can do similar, but psychic readings, I do feel as a duty of care, if we're going to tap into someone's energy, we should be shifting our attention to the physical and any issues or niggles that might be harboring within the body, and getting information from spirit on how we can possibly treat those. Again, if somebody is very ill, I would never say, hey, do this for your treatment. But what I might get from spirit is your vitamin C, you know, you're low on vitamin C and you're being nudged to have a glass of fresh orange juice to start your day. Often information will come through and I'll say, I have no idea what that means. So check in with your doctor. But it can be a really cool way to go, you know what, this pain in my back that I've been to the chiro, I've been to the physio, I've been to the doctor, I can't get a handle on it. Oh, yep, I'm getting that this is the emotion stored here. And they'll be like, holy shit. So medical mediumship is essentially about tapping in with the body, asking the body's essence what it needs to feel comfortable. There is an incredible video on Gaia. I was going to say YouTube, but there's a video on Gaia. And I can't remember what it's called. I think it could be called The Body's Intuition or something like that. Again, I will link it within this episode description. But essentially, she is an incredible medium and I've forgotten her name. I feel terrible. Again, I'll pop it down the bottom, but she goes into details about where we hold things within the body and where that can manifest as illness. And one of the ones that really stuck out to me, because I've had personal experience and my loved ones have had personal experiences with this, is depression. Now, depression is harbored in our mind and in our emotions, right? But one of the symptoms is a sore lower back. Now, when we look at our chakras, our root chakra is our sense of self-worth. It's our financial, or not our financial stability, but kind of, because it's our basic needs being met. It's the security in the family that we came from. It's our sense of purpose within the community. It's our value being here on earth. Now, it's no shock to me, but when I listened to that, I was like, oh, of course, that having a sore lower back is a symptom of depression. It's a symptom of our root chakra being out of balance. And I'm very, very much in favor of medication. I believe that, you know, if you need medication to be okay spiritually, please, please, please do that. But let's also look at the root cause as well. And so looking at that root chakra, aligning that root chakra and dealing with the things, you know, it doesn't even mean just going to a hippie healer and going, align my root chakra, but it's going, okay, I have a sore lower back. Why? What part of what the root chakra is about is kind of is ringing true for me right now? How can I deal with that? I was also talking about this with a friend who is a soul coach, and she had told me about a documentary that she watched, which was with a gorgeous and really renowned spinal operation person. Technical term. And basically it was a documentary that she'd watched, and he came on and he said, he was talking about the link between back pain and depression. And he said that before he will do before I'll do this operation on the lower lumbar of the spine, he sends his clients away for 10 psychology sessions, because it's quite a intricate and detailed and risky operation. And they don't come back because their back pain goes away when they sort their shit. Now, obviously that's an incredible founding and it might not be true for everyone, but it's really like, if you're listening to this today, I would love you to take notice of any of the niggles within your body and research them. Jump on my Instagram, have a look at the chart that I have posted. Have a look at that and see if those ring true for you. And then guess what? In our next episode, we're going to talk about how we can shift some of that shit from the body and stop it from harboring pains, niggles, aches, illnesses. So I hope this has given you a little bit of a rundown on medical mediumship and how incredible it is. It's available for anybody to tap into. So anyone who's doing psychic development can tap into that. Again, we want to be careful not to be giving doctors advice, always just giving suggestions to be followed up by health practitioners. But I truly believe that this is the way of the future, taking care of our body, taking ownership, taking our power back when it comes to knowing what's going on within our vessel. Have a beautiful day, my friends. As always, reach out to me on Instagram. Let me know what you'd like to learn about, and I will jump on here and do my best to deliver that to you. Bye.